I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And we're trying to keep it that way.
That's why we only do it in the butt. Because you can poop out herpes.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
What about the Twinkie?
You look so much like a cock. I did something very bad with someone you love.
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Good morning, stalagmites and stalactites. Welcome to the podcast for this Wednesday, April the 14th, 2010. Got some breaking late night comedy news for you. Today, it has been announced that one Conan O'Brien will be joining the late night team of TBS, where currently resides George Lopez. Here's George Lopez on his show last night making this announcement.
If you haven't heard by now, Conan O'Brien will be joining us on Late Night on TBS. Welcome. I want to say this. I want to say that I am completely 100% on board with this move. I talked to Conan on Wednesday, and I talked to him last night, and I said, I welcome you into my deep, loving embrace. Now, then I said, let's take the party and make it bigger and take it into the next generation of late night TV. Let's do that.
Very interesting. Now let's check out this clip of an interview with George Lopez just as recently as last summer.
I'm going to tell you something that I've never told anybody else other than the people in the staff, because I've known you for a long time. When I was doing talk shows, and I was doing Kimmel, and I did Jay Leno, and I did Conan when I was in New York, Conan's producer told my publicist that I wasn't right for that audience. So when the show became popular in syndication, my goal was to get my own talk show and to be Conan O'Brien. So I think I'm pretty close to it. That inspires me that somebody would say to me, you're not right for our audience, but if you look at the country, you're completely eliminating people of color when you make that statement.
And so the plot thickens and the late night wars of 2010 continue. Anyway, enough of that negativity. Here's a commercial parody that I found on the YouTube.
How's Martha doing?
Not so good. It seems that Private Willie won't answer to Reveille anymore. I'm talking about my boner, and it doesn't work. Doctor calls it erectile dysfunction.
Don't be embarrassed. I used to be an ED sufferer as well.
Not you, Bill.
Then I tried this. That's a hot young girl. Since I've been taking those to bed, I can get several erections a night, sometimes lasting for hours.
At our advanced age, sexual variety is actually more important. And hot young girls are just the answer.
Oh, I think I see what you mean.
You're going to be back in the swing of things in no time.
Well, I'm going to go divorce my wife.
Hey, do you live around here?
Side effects may include never having a meaningful relationship, uninteresting conversations, never seeing your children again, alimony payments, and having to listen to top 40 stations.
You're so sweet. So sweet.
Hot young girls. Yes, that will make all your brain blood go to your boner. Okay, so here we are, Yankee Stadium, opening day. Yankee pitcher Chan Ho Park is explaining why so many runs and hits took place on his watch. And also, notice the amusement of his teammates in the background.
I had a lot of diarrhea. That's what you want to know?
Your manager said you were sick.
Yeah, I had a lot of diarrhea.
No.
I had an idea, and then why is it funny?
Diarrhea is honorable in Japan. Why you rough, Mr. Round Eye?
Just kidding. Don't give me no crap about making fun of Asians. I love me some Asians. Just ask my ex-wife. That's it. Catch y'all tomorrow.
It's all right if you love me. It's all right if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you won't.
Shut up!